It's summertime and it's a time for fun. It's a time for relaxation, but it's also a time for some serious mental gymnastics when you are trying to launch, run, or maintain a business when all your kids are at home. If you want to know how to be present and enjoy the summer with your family while also maintaining your business, this podcast is for you. That's what's coming up today on the Possibility Mom Live. I am back to live podcasting. I have missed you. I don't like taking breaks from live podcasting. It makes me sad. But the couple of weeks where I have been off from live podcasting have been due to some travel and just some life stuff and some summer stuff. Doing exactly what we're talking about right here on this particular podcast, how to be present and enjoy your summer while also maintaining your business. So one of the things that's happened in the last couple of weeks is we have moved from one short-term rental to another short-term rental. If you've been following along, we had, due to a very challenging situation in my family, my daughter getting really ill in one of the locations we were living in, which necessitated a very quick move. We lived in a short-term rental just outside of the city of Toronto, where ironically, everyone comes, or many people come from Toronto to vacation. And so we were there in the off season, which was really interesting to see this cute little ski / mountain biking town so sleepy. And then as soon as it hit peak season, so we've just moved into our location where we are, we're still in the same tiny town just outside of the city. And we're now in peak season of people from Toronto coming to this sweet little town. And we've moved to a rental that is just a little bit away from the busyness of the beautiful town of Collingwood in the Blue Mountains where I'm located. We are surrounded by trees. If you can see, if you're watching this on YouTube and can see this behind me, we are surrounded by trees. And we are literally like a 10-ish minute walk to the beach, a 4-minute drive, maybe even less than that from the beach. It is so beautiful and so healing, which is what I have needed tremendously in this season. So that's one of the things that I've been doing. We were just moving and setting up a new spot. We are not entirely sure how long we're going to be here. We're making some plans for our fall, which I will, I'm sure, share with you eventually. But for now, this is going to be where we are for the summer. And I'm very, very happy about it. The other thing that has been very fun that has kept me away from all of you and live podcasting is I was in Brainerd, Minnesota, assisting with the Guiding Star Projects Gala. They held a beautiful event in which I was so honored to be the virtual MC for. So it was really fun. We had close to 200 people gather in Brainerd, Minnesota, which is essentially the hometown or where the founder of the Guiding Star Project, Leah Jacobson, who's been on my podcast before. You might recognize her, where she is located, and where we just announced a Guiding Star location is going to be set up right in Brainerd, Minnesota, which is really exciting for that community. And so there was a in-person MC. So we had hosts who were live, but I hosted the virtual stream. So we had basically parallel to the in-person event, a way for people to participate. It was so much fun. We had Jennifer Fulweiler, who many of you know and love, wrote the book Blue Flame and One Beautiful Dream and Something Other Than God. And she delivered an incredibly entertaining comedy performance. And it was so nice. We've become very, you know, friendly over the years. And so it was really nice to see her and catch up with her in person. And then someone who is new to me, Sister Dee Dee Byrne. Wowza. Sister Dee Dee Byrne is an incredible force of nature. She was, or she still is, a surgeon So she's a trained, I can't remember. I think her dad is a thoracic surgeon. I can't remember exactly what kind of surgeon she is. And then she felt a call to the U.S. Army. So she became a soldier and practiced medicine in the Army, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm getting her classification correct. And then she felt the call to religious life. And so she became a religious sister, and her order of nuns performs life-affirming healthcare, like from her basement, literally. It's so fascinating. You can feel the Holy Spirit literally emanating off this woman. I was just thrilled to spend some time with her. And she also gave an incredibly empowering presentation. Anyway, if you want to watch the replay, Guiding Star has made it available for just $9, a $9 donation. And you can watch talk for 4 hours. Like, you can watch me talk for 4 hours. And yes, Dorothy Polarski, I see your comment here. Sister Dee Dee Byrne spoke at your DWF conference. She mentioned that when I saw her, because I told her, obviously, I'm from Toronto. And she was like, I was just in Toronto for a women's conference. I was like, that must have been with Dorothy Polarski. Oh my goodness. So we had a really nice chat about you and about her time in Toronto, Dorothy. She really is a force. My goodness, it was such a pleasure. And I really just want to encourage you to check out the replay from our Guiding Star virtual gala. I will make that available in the notes for this podcast in just a little while. There are some fun developments with the Guiding Star project that I'm going to share with you soon, but it has been really fun to partner up with them on some projects. And we're going to be partnering up on some future things, which is very, very, very exciting. And so I will share all of that with you. So that is where I have been. That is what has been going on in the Lisa Canning world. And if I'm being super honest, now we've concluded our homeschool year. I have no idea how successfully we concluded, LOL. We had our children do assessments online as sort of a end of year closing. Like, we use a homeschool resource that provides these assessments. So you can kind of just see, okay, where are your kids at? And I cannot recall exactly if all of them, like keeping track if they've all done it, because it's multi-day tests. Like, they take like 5.5 hours to do. So they usually recommend do it in the course of a few days. So I'm kind of like, I don't know if they've all done it. Like, what do I need to prepare for next year? I'm seeing some friends on Instagram already preparing for their homeschooling years next year. And I'm like, I'm just beginning summer over here. So anyways, it is full on summer. And what this means for a lot of women is you are now like, you are now just thrown in to the fun adventure, the fun adventure that is trying to move forward some goals, move forward a business, or launch even a business, or maintain a business, whatever it is that you're doing. I hope this podcast gives you some very practical tips, some very, very practical skills, and equips you for the months to come, so that whatever is going to happen to you in the fall, whatever life looks like for you with routines or schooling, whatever life looks like, that you can actually feel refreshed and feel excited to tackle whatever season is coming at you. So I've got a couple very practical things. I want to encourage you to take notes. If you are watching this live, please feel free to type your comments into the chat and let me know what is going on. Dorothy Polarski, you're such a gift to me. I see your comment, having you as a teacher homeschooling. What a gift. I would love for you to homeschool me. I'm not sure my children would share your sentiment, but what I will say is that we gave homeschooling a very valiant effort. Like, we really tried to take advantage of the fact that my husband and I could pass on things that we are particularly passionate about. So for example, I had them all write business plans. I had them all research and think about something that they wanted to potentially pursue as a business, but just as an exercise, right? Not necessarily actually doing it. And I had them research, well, how do you actually make money? I had them create strategic plans. I had them do all the things. And then they're given the option, hey, like if this is something you want to actually try to pursue, let's see what that looks like for you. So for example, one of my girls, this one is an easy one to pursue. She is going to pursue making crochet animals and then selling them. And it was adorable. Bless her heart. My daughter is amazing. She was like, but if I go door to door, she's like, first of all, she wants to make Catholic Saint dolls crocheted. Help me out here. I have no idea how to crochet. And then let alone crochet a doll that's supposed to look like a Catholic saint. Okay, all good. But she's so sweet. She was like, but mommy, if I go door to door, what if they're not Catholic and they don't know what a saint doll is? I was like, oh, you're so sweet. I was like, we have Etsy. It's okay. we're not gonna walk door to door. Trust me. We're going to put this on Etsy where we can target people. Anyway, so one of my children is pursuing that. One of my children wants to seriously pursue making $10,000 on a farm. And that was literally the goal. And so he actually, I think, might figure out how to run with that. So it's very, very, very interesting when you're homeschooling that you can pass on your own passions. But anyway, we gave it a real valiant effort, but I am very happy that it's over. I'm very happy that it's over and we're in summer. But it has, if I'm being really, really honest, it has also presented all kinds of things. And it's like summer, I feel like, sneaks up on me. Let me know if you're like this in the comments. It also sneaks up on me, although it comes at the same time every year. So you know what I mean? Like, it's like, oh, does it really sneak up? Because it does come at the same time every year. But it feels like it sneaks up because I feel like just when I have gotten a handle on, you know, some of these routines and some of these goals. Well, now we're back into a new season, which perhaps I should just be. The mindset coach in me wants to remind you all that you have to actually expect change. Like, that's actually the expectation, is to expect change. So here are some really practical things that I think a mom who is running a business from home, I would encourage you to really keep in mind and implement this summer as you are trying to maintain your business or launch a business, but also be very present and enjoy summer with your family. Okay, so number one is to vision cast your summer. So meaning, like I said before, it can feel like the summer catches up, right? And this is when we are simply then reacting, right? When we're in a space where we're just reacting to things happening to us or feeling like they're happening to us, we're not going to make the same decisions when we have sat and had a little bit of awareness and a little bit of quiet and actually, you know, ask the Lord, what do you want my summer to look like? What do you desire for this season in my life? And when you talk to your husband and say, hey, like, what do we want this summer to look like? And then if it's appropriate, the age of your kids, talking to your kids too, what do we all want for our summer? Vision casting your summer can look like a bucket list, right? So it can look like, hey, everybody, write down 5 things you want to do this summer. But it really can, and if I may argue, should look at what do you want the week to look like? So for example, if you do want to work, if you do want to pursue some kind of a goal that might remove you from the family in some capacity, think about, well, how many hours a week do I want that to take up? Do I want to work only 1 hour or 2 hours every morning? Do I want to work only during nap time when my kids are sleeping? Do I want to work only in the evening, for example, so that we can just enjoy, you know, whatever kind of adventure comes our way? You can actually vision cast that. So meaning you can just look at a calendar and say, okay, I would like to be busy on these little blocks. And then the rest of the day is open to play an adventure, vacation, whatever it is you want. Speaking of vacation, similarly, if you are in a season where you're already running your business fairly full time, take a vacation, but actually look at a calendar and say, okay, I'm going to be on vacation the final 2 weeks of August. I notoriously do not plan this very well. And so then I find I scramble to kind of figure out a vacation. And so this is an amazing time for those of you in the South who are in school. Many of you have already finished school. You're already a month into summer. But for those of us in the North, we're just starting out. This is still a great time to say, all right, I'm going to take this complete week off for complete rest and relaxation. And then you can plan for it. So just literally vision cast. What do you want for your summer? What do you want your week to look like? What do you want that cadence to look like in terms of work, in terms of play, in terms of outside time, all the things? Write that out on a piece of paper. This does not need to take long. This can take you maybe like an hour, like, or not even, to be honest, like just, it's a little bit of quiet, get a little bit reflective, talk to your spouse and see what you come up with. That's number one, vision cast your summer. Number two is to now communicate this vision to your family. I cannot stress how important this is. Now, for me, as an entrepreneur working at home with 9 kids, my husband has been primarily in charge of well, we kind of take turns, but like, so when I'm working here, like I am right now, he will be with the children homeschooling. And then what's been our typical routine is on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I work minimally. And then I'm doing adventures with the kids. We also typically, like what our schedule looked like before was, we basically only homeschooled until about 2 o'clock. And then 2 o'clock onward, often I would stop working and then also have adventures. But so for the Canning House, our schedule actually isn't going to be all that different. I'm still going to be working this summer between the hours of essentially like 9, and I'm kind of, well, TBD exactly what time I'm going to end. But what we do is every single day it's communicated. So every single day, my children know exactly when I'm on calls. They know exactly what they can expect in the afternoon. And we've also developed a cadence of, okay, what are you doing while mom is working? So we're not homeschooling this summer. So we've had to obviously give some kind of structure. And what's been working really well in my house has been in the morning is chores, contributing to household stuff like laundry and just upkeep, general upkeep of the home, quiet activities, and like little games together. And typically that's about till, I would say that's the morning block. And then we usually do some outside time for between 10:30 and noon. And then at that point, we come in for lunch. And then at that point, the baby is down for a nap. Andrew only takes one nap now. I miss that second nap. Oh, my word. Sometimes I think he misses it too. But he takes the one nap in the afternoon. Hit or miss, my 3-year-old might also go down for a nap. And then that is when our kids are allowed either screen time or some kind of other independent, like we will usually, there'll be some TV time for my little kids and my older kids. There are certain days of the week they're allowed to do video games, or certain days of the week that they do things like Duolingo. So there's some kind of screen time involved. And then usually I'm wrapped my work by around 2 o'clock or so. And we usually hit up in the afternoon, the local library or the park, or we just do something very summer fun like the beach, because I live so close to one now. So communicating this vision daily, I think, is really important, and communicating it within a week, like within the context of a week as well, is really, really important. When children are bored, super important that you allow them to be bored, in my humble opinion. Now, what is interesting is if you are trying to work, and let's say your spouse is also working, so perhaps you're the only person trying to get a little bit of alone time, you know, and you're kind of juggling that and you're getting interrupted. Super important that children have a sense of, this is what I can do. I've seen moms put up big pieces of paper that say, like, if you're bored, make sure you have read something, cleaned something, sorted something, you know, did something with a piece of paper, you know what I mean? So you can have whatever strategy will work for you. But I would recommend, especially if you are parenting on your own, for the portions when you are trying to sneak off and get some, you know, some goals done, to ensure your children know what their options are and help them with some visual cues as to, okay, what are your options? In my house, my oldest child is 14. So we're able to really get their buy-in, so to speak, to get them to help us facilitate the younger kids when they are getting bored or don't know what to do. But communicating really specifically, like I know with my very melancholic oldest child, I need to say exactly, like, my call will be done at 2 o'clock. You know what I mean? It has to be so specific. Okay, so that's number two. Communicate your vision to your family. You can't just keep the vision to yourself. You actually have to communicate it to your family. So much frustration will occur if you think people can read your mind. Okay? Hear that loud and clear. So much frustration will occur if you think people can read your mind. Tip number three for being present and enjoying the summer with your family while also maintaining your business is set your central nervous system up for success. If you've been following my podcast for a while, you know that I've been on just this extreme healing journey for my central nervous system. With all the change and all the things that have been going on, I've just really needed some extra support. And I have done that via the way of an internal family systems therapist. And I'm also working with an incredible, it's called somatic coaching. So really looking at the body, where are you carrying stress, and coaching around those areas. So I have to, it's become such a important thing. Like it's taking, you know, anytime I do something for myself, I of course can't help but share it with others, because when something helps me, I feel very much called to share the wealth of that knowledge. And as a result, in my coaching programs, Wealth Without Guilt and Motherhood Without Guilt, this aspect of healing and being very conscious of the central nervous system has become very paramount in my own coaching. And so set your central nervous system up for success. And so just very basically, what that means is know your triggers. I am very triggered by sound. Sometimes I'm like, Lord, 9 kids on earth, I'm triggered by sound. That's an interesting combination. I will chuckle with him, I am sure, one day about that. God willing, I will chuckle with him. But my point is, if you know that's your trigger, so I know my trigger is sound, and I enter the space, like, so like on the other side of my computer is a door, and I enter the main space where they all are, and it's so noisy, and maybe I've already come off of working, you know, so maybe I'm feeling a little bit depleted. Maybe I just need a little bit of break as well. Knowing your trigger will help you to perhaps, like maybe what you would have done without this awareness is yelled at everybody to be quiet, which is just causing more cortisol and more fight and flight in your own system. But instead, you simply walk into it, you realize and recognize it's loud, and you have a tool already prepared. So for example, when it's really noisy in my house, I will just simply take either I will just walk myself outside, you know, and enlist one of my older children to help me so that I can just, you know, take a moment to be quiet. Or if I'm alone, I just simply go outside and I'm like, everybody, we're going outside. And then I just find that obviously when we're outside, the noise is actually not as contained, like meaning we're outside, so noise can travel, you know, it's not as triggering for me. It doesn't feel so overwhelming. And so that's just a tool that I've developed, like meaning I know my trigger is sound. I will get really overwhelmed if we're in a small space, especially, and everybody is noisy. So we're just going to really fast, you know, which is so nice in the summer when you don't need to worry about, you know, shoes as much and whatever. You're just like, here we go. So have those things that you, when you know your trigger, when you can identify your trigger, have a tool in your toolbox ready to go. Other things that can help your central nervous system set up for success: when you feel like you're getting overwhelmed, and it could be by another sense. It could be via, oh my gosh, I'm so touched out. I am so visually, this is overwhelming. Sometimes people get very overwhelmed by texture. So for example, I have one child I've learned, he's very sensitive to sand. He gets motion sickness really quickly. All of these things are central nervous system related. There are things that you can do to help calm down. One of those things is, this is a technique I've learned. You just take your hand, put it on your heart, and you just focus on slowing down your breathing, literally. Just, it's like a mindful approach to just being very present to your breath. Another thing that my one of my coaches has helped me with is just dancing. So put on some music. Kids often get really into that too. And you just put on some music and you dance. Why dancing is so helpful is because, again, you're getting out of your mind, you're getting out of the overwhelm, and you're getting into your body. And that is going to help so much with your cortisol, with any other hormones that are impacting your mood and your state, and your central nervous system. So even just something really simple as putting on some music and dancing can be extremely helpful to your central nervous system. And then, of course, just giving yourself that permission. It's really loud. Like, my husband and I are very conscious of this with each other. It's something that we had to really master with homeschooling, with so many kids at home. We just had to be like, we just give each other a look. You know how sometimes a mom can give a kid a look when they need to be disciplined? My husband and I can just give each other a look and be like, yep, you need a break. Go. And then we kind of take turns, right? And just go get that quiet, go get that support, go get whatever you need. The final thing that I think can be so helpful when you are trying to run a business, and this is particularly for business, is to set 90-day rocks. So one of the things that's been really fun about working on some projects with the Guiding Star Project team has been to learn about something called Entrepreneurial Operating Systems, or also known as EOS. EOS, you might be familiar with the books Rocket Fuel and Traction. These are, it's a way of describing a system to approaching work. Really helpful when you have a team. EOS teaches concepts like an integrator and a visionary. So you'll have a visionary who has largely got like 3,000 ideas, and then you'll have an integrator who makes sure that they actually happen. It's fascinating. And one of the things that EOS really focuses on is something called a 90-day world. They look at the calendar in 90-day chunks, and what you do in your 90 days is going to be extremely important to the future of your business and helps you to focus. And one of the tools that they teach in their methodology, EOS, is to set 5 to 7 typically rocks. So what are these 5 to 7 things that you're going to do in a 90-day period that are going to be your sort of non-negotiables that you're going to own, and every single week you're going to hold yourself accountable? So basically what EOS teaches is that you meet with your team every week and you review these 5 to 7 things, and you basically report, is this on track or is this off track? If you're a solopreneur, this is where I see lots of businesses basically die. Because when you're a solopreneur, it's so easy for like nothing to be on track because there's no accountability. You're not even sharing your goals with anybody. And so my encouragement would be to give yourself 5 to 7 strategically worded tasks that you want to have accomplished by September 30th, for example, which would be like the end of quarter 3, right? And so you know that these are the things that you want to move forward this summer. And this is going to help tremendously with wanting to work less. Let me just unpack that real quick. So if you're wanting to work less because you really want to be present, you really want to enjoy, you really want to have your own leisure, you want to have like lots of time at the beach or wherever as well. When you've identified really specific tasks, it can help tremendously in feeling overwhelmed with a to-do list because you already have it. It can help you tremendously with getting distracted because you know you're finishing these 5 to 7 things by September 30th and that every single week you are going to check in with yourself. You can bring in a spouse, bring in a friend, maybe if you have a business partner, or for example, in my Wealth Without Guilt coaching community, this is something I'm going to encourage us to do in our weekly group coaching, is to just look at those racks you made and report in. Is it on track or is it off track? This is what's going to help tremendously with working less in the summer, being more focused and feeling the freedom to really be present, to really enjoy leisure, because you have already preemptively nailed down what it is you want to accomplish. So you're not just throwing spaghetti at the wall. You're not trying 1,000 new things. And I want to encourage everybody, if this is something you want to do, you can do this on your own. There's tons available on YouTube on creating EOS rocks. But we just did a really special training inside of my Wealth Without Guilt Academy. And so why don't you join us for the summer? Join us for the summer, dip your toe in business, and get some accountability in these rocks. And so I will put the link on how you can join me in my coaching community in the show notes. This is how I think these very specific goals, this is how I think a Catholic mom who wants to be super present, who wants to have a super fun summer with kids at home, can do this in reality and maintain whatever business goals. I think a business can be run on very little time every day. Like if you really only wanted to devote, this is going to sound nuts, 15 minutes to an hour a day in a business, I believe that progress can be made even in as little as 15 minutes a day. But what becomes paramount is intentionality. All right, my friends, I hope you found these helpful. Let me know in the comments. Connect with me on Instagram at Lisa Canning. What tip in this podcast was helpful to you? And come and join me inside of the Wealth Without Guilt community. You can do the coaching option at $197 or the Academy option at $49. Watch the training on rocks for a 90-day period and come and join us for some accountability. All right, my friends, so happy to be here with you. I will see you again next time on the Possibility Mom Live. Are you a dream-chasing mom who wants to keep God at the center of her personal and business development? If that is you, I want to invite you to join me inside of my brand new group coaching experience, Wealth Without Guilt. This group coaching experience is for the emerging or experienced business owner who wants to clear up her mindset, clear up her thoughts around money, around her mission, needs the reminder and the clarity that there is something that she uniquely has been called to do, and that unique mission has been placed there by God. Wealth Without Guilt is an experience where you will get live coaching from me on your mindset, on the thoughts that are holding you back, as well as practical training, practical skills on how to build a personal brand online via my over 10 years experience building a business and a brand both online and off. Wealth Without Guilt is for the entrepreneur who wants to ensure she is not going to sacrifice her faith, her family, or what matters most. She wants to build a business and build impact and build wealth, all while being the best mom, wife, and homemaker she can be. And you can join me inside Wealth Without Guilt today. Doors are open today by visiting bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. That's bit.ly/wealthwithoutguilt. I'd love to see you inside our community.